This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. Senate is meeting in a rare Sunday session in an attempt to advance legislation calling for about $1 trillion in infrastructure spending to fix the country's deteriorating roads and bridges and construct broadband service nationwide. Chuck Schumer, the Democratic Senate Majority Leader, hopes to have the text of the more than 2,500-page measure completed to present to lawmakers so they can begin to offer amendments and vote on a final bill in the coming days. The package calls for more passenger rail and public transit funding in addition to replacement of lead-piped drinking water systems in the United States. It was negotiated between members of the Biden administration and a group of centrist Republican and Democratic senators. The negotiations could result in a rare bipartisan deal in a situation in Washington where Republicans and Democrats remain divided on a host of other issues. Kosovo's president on Sunday awarded a medal to the late son of U.S. President Joe Biden for his service in helping to build the country's justice system after war ended more than two decades ago. Bo Biden worked in Kosovo after the Kosovo War ended in 1999. He helped train local prosecutors and judges for the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. The former attorney general for the state of Delaware died in 2015 of cancer. He was 46. In a pre-recorded video message, U.S. President Joe Biden said his son's connection with Kosovo was heartfelt. He said his son fell in love with the country. In 2016, Biden, then vice president, unveiled a memorial to his son in Kosovo, and a road leading to a U.S. military outpost there was named in his honor. This is VOA News. North Korean state media is reporting Kim Yo-jong, the sister of North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, said on Sunday if South Korea carries out a planned joint military exercise with the United States, it will damage the resolve of the two Koreas to rebuild relations. She also said a recent decision to restore hotlines between the two Koreas should not be seen as anything more than reconnecting physical ties. She said it would be thoughtless to assume that summits are around the corner. Her comments came at a time when North and South Korea are in talks to hold a summit as part of efforts to restore relations. Washington and Seoul are due to hold a joint military drill later in August. The two Koreas are still technically at war after their 1950 to 1953 conflict ended in a ceasefire. But last Tuesday, they reconnected hotlines that the North had severed in June of last year. Many Israelis age 60 and up received a third shot of COVID-19 vaccination on Sunday as part of a new national campaign offering elderly people booster doses in an effort to slow the spread of the highly contagious Delta variant. The campaign was launched on Friday with 60-year-old Israeli President Isaac Herzog, who received a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine. It will effectively turn Israel into a testing ground for a third dose before approval by the United States Food and Drug Administration. On the eve of the booster rollout, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said Israel had already given 2,000 immunosuppressed people a third dose with no severe adverse events. His government hopes that stepped-up inoculation efforts will help avoid further costly lockdowns. Many seniors got their first shots in December, January, and February, as they were regarded as the most vulnerable sector of the Israeli population. But since the emergence of the Delta variant, the health ministry has twice reported a drop in the vaccine's efficacy against infection and a slight decrease in its protection against severe disease. And workers at the world's biggest copper mine in Chile have approved a strike after rejecting the latest offer proposed by its owners following the results of a vote that lasted until Saturday night. The union said there were more than 2,000 votes in favor of starting the strike, against just 11 for accepting the employer's offer. Chile is the world's top producer of copper, making up to 28% of global output. You can find more on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.